part three, Sam versus Social Cleansing Board. Termination would carry out quickly. There would be an optional funeral at your church, then the execution through the method of your choice. Firing squad, behead in an electric chair or gas. The two call for gas where you were put in a room with up to 10 other people and put to sleep. After your body would be cremated in an electricity degenerating plant with the ashes and fertilizer products. There were no burials allowed unless someone's rich enough and connected enough to request a burial exemption. Most people did not qualify. Hearing started. Presiding judge, Judd Miller, was a stern-faced white man in his 70s and a true believer. Probably a score of A, thought Sam. Judge announced he had to review Sam's file and shot that Sam had escaped final termination. He said that the previous board had erred in simply sentencing him in prison. He should have been eradicated as a social evil, as a cancer that needs to be removed from the body, pure body politics. Sam and his ilk sickened to him. Sam was a free thinker, an atheist, a mixed race mongrel, married to a non-white person, and was therefore guilty of the crimes against the right race, which was a crime. Judge was determined to see justice done. He asked Sam a series of questions. Sam's answers sealed his fate. Sam, what is your occupation? None for now. You realize that under the law, you must be working in Cyrus, service, in school, or in prison. I can't find a job due to my old age, my Alzheimer's, and my political record. Ah, that's irrelevant. You are a lousy, atheist piece of shit. You deserve no sympathy. And have none from me. Are you white? No, I'm mixed race, part native, part Asian, part black. I see. You were married to a non-white and had no children. Good for you. We would not want to see more mongrel children. Such children should be eliminated at birth, in my opinion, and will be starting next month when we begin enforcing the racial parity laws. What was your crime? Let me see, reading prohibited writings, keeping a journal, publishing anti-government blog, anti-government poems and stories. Served 2 years of hard labor? Yes. Do you still write? Yes, every day, but I no longer publish online. Good. Nobody wants to read that trash in any way. Do you go to church? No. Do you believe in God? No, I do not. Do you drink? Yes. Yes, if I can find it, yes. Do you gamble? Yes, when I can. Do you support the Christian Republican Party and the Christian States of America? No, I do not. Okay, I have enough for a ruling. Sam Adams, you are hereby sentenced to termination. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you will be turned into electricity and fertilizer. Take him away. Next, please. Midnight, there was a knock at the door. A black man appeared and said he was a friend. He was from Southern California. Sam rejoiced and went out with his new friend and reached San Francisco in the morning, escaping death for the 23rd time in his life. The end.